This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. Tomorrow is, of course, Valentine's Day. I hope you have plans to appreciate a special person in your life, or at least to appreciate that more love in the world is a good thing, no matter what day it is. The Sunflower Theater is celebrating Valentine's Day with a Reader's Theater performance. That's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. You might remember that Reader's Theater consists of actors reading certain texts and performing them live on stage. The texts tomorrow will be love letters written by famous people throughout history. Joining me now is one of the actors in this performance, Jodi Jarling. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk more about the performance in just a moment. But first, you have an excerpt from a letter that comes from comes from Frida Kahlo to Diego Rivera. And can you share it with us?
Absolutely. It's not love or tenderness or affection. It's life itself, my life, that I found when I saw it in your hands, in your mouth, and in your breasts. I have the taste of almonds from your lips in my mouth. Our worlds have never gone outside. Solo un monte conoce las entradas de otro monte. Only one mountain could know the core of another mountain.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Frida Kahlo gets hot.
Seriously. Yeah, that's a lot for 8:30 in the morning. So these letters are pretty intimate in some cases. What's it like to perform them on stage?
Well, first of all, some of the letters I had never even heard before, and some of these people I didn't even realize were couples. So right out of the gate, I learned a lot about the historical value of some of these.
What's an example of one of the ones that surprised you?
Well, that's a great question. I have the book right here in front of me. Beethoven was one. They actually found a letter written by him that wasn't addressed to anyone. So that was huge and mysterious. You don't know if it's a guy or a girl, or maybe it's a letter to himself. You just don't know.
Wow. Yeah. I've never really thought much about Beethoven's romantic life, but I don't know much about it. So maybe that's why it's so mysterious. So you perform various letters from various people. What is the most challenging one to perform?
Well, the excerpt I just read. So we have a little pieces of Spanish in there to kind of remind you that all of these letters were handwritten in Spanish and then translated for us to be able to perform. So for me, that's the hardest one.
Are you a native Spanish speaker?
No. So I did research to make sure I was pronouncing correctly.
Yeah, as a non-native Spanish speaker, the Spanish sounds pretty good to me.
But, excellent. You know, excelente.
Who do you identify with the most in the people you perform?
Oh, well, I know it keeps coming back to Frida, but I am Mexican in heritage. So to be able to see the words in Spanish and then see the translation, I'm like, yes, that's part of that Latino culture is, you know, the hot.
So there's quite a few different expressions of love. What is the, it's making me think of how the expression of love has changed over the course of history. How do you think of that? How do you think how we express love as people has changed over the years?
Well, that's probably easy. Now we just shoot a quick emoji via text, you know, a little red heart or a kissy face these days. And to look back on history and see that they took hours and just poured themselves into these letters to other people, because that was the only way they had to communicate sometimes.
How do you think we would be able to find ways of communicating our love maybe in more effective ways, like, you know, spending hours? Are there really modern day equivalents of sitting down and writing a letter?
No, because seeing that handwriting that's familiar to you and then receiving these words of love on the page that you can keep forever, that text you're eventually going to delete. You're not going to scroll back through to see when the last time you got a heart. That love letter, though, this show is a testament to how long they last.
Jodi Jarling is one of the performers for the Sunflower Theater's Reader's Theater presentation of Love Letters. That's coming up tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets and more information at sunflowertheater.org. Break a leg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.